This is your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Jared Knight. I'm joined this morning by Phyllis Reiser. She is here to talk insurance with us. She's got over 25 years in the insurance industry, and she's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education. She talks about insurance, and she talks about things that consumers ought to be educated about and fulfilling KETR's mission for educating and informing the populace. She's here to talk with us about another subject that can sometimes be sticky for a lot of us when we all go through cars pretty quickly, and sometimes we get to a point where we want to sell the one that we have, and Phyllis is going to give us some tips about what we ought to be doing. Phyllis, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Jared. I'm happy to be here.
So talk to us about it. When I wear my vehicle out and I'm ready to put it on the market again, what are some things I should be thinking about?
Okay, if you're wanting to sell a car, whether you've worn it out or you just want to get one that has a better gas mileage or whatever reason.
Which, yeah, that's pretty prevalent nowadays. Folks are going after that better fuel economy vehicle.
Right. Sometimes you do that and you're ready to get a new car,
sure.
So you're ready to sell this car. But here's some things that you need to know, because I've heard a lot of horror stories about what happens to people when they try to sell their car.
And mm-hmm.
The first thing is, know what the vehicle is worth. What is your vehicle worth? Many times we have people that ask twice the amount of money that the vehicle is actually worth, because isn't our property worth a whole lot more than what we would think, than what somebody else, the buyer, would think? So there's what is called a Kelley Blue Book guide.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up on the internet.
I think it's KBB.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. And you look it up on the internet and you get a ballpark figure of what a vehicle is worth, model.
It's based on those tenets of the year it came out and how the condition that it might be in and all this other junk. Sure.
True. But it gives you an idea. So that's number one thing. Know what your vehicle is worth and know what to ask for it. Number two is an obvious one, but I think some people probably don't always observe this, and that is never allow a prospective buyer to drive that car alone. Don't you laugh, but don't hand your keys over to someone.
Here, take it.
Here,
love it.
That's right.
Well, I guess if you think about it, they don't let you do that at the dealership.
No.
They always put somebody in the car with you.
Usually, yes, they do. Usually they do, yes. But it's amazing, but usually they do. Okay. And
I guess we should, if folks don't know not to do it, then I guess you ought to spell out the danger of letting somebody drive off in your car.
Well, of course, they could not bring it back,
yeah.
Obviously.
That's kind of the big one.
And they could bring it back damaged, or they could cause a wreck in it. And if they do, then your insurance is probably going to be on the hook for it, not their insurance.
Right.
So if someone wrecks your car, it may be difficult, if you give them permission to take it, to get that insurance payment if your car, as we said, probably an older car, doesn't have the comp and collision coverage on it.
Right.
So that's something to remember. Don't let anyone take that car, your brother-in-law, without your permission.
You'd think it'd be second nature, but some folks need to be reminded.
That's true. Another thing is, make sure that prospective buyer has a valid driver's license and an active insurance policy on their car.
Do you mean the one that they currently are driving?
The one they currently are driving.
Now, to what extent are you, the seller, on the hook in that regard?
Well, there could be several ways. Insurance could be involved, and it could get really sticky. If you have allowed your car to be taken by a person who does not have valid insurance or a valid driver's license, then there's a possibility they may not even pay that claim, depending on the circumstances.
Okay.
So you need to make sure they do have current insurance and that they certainly have a current valid driver's license. And it's sometimes, people might be hesitant if someone comes up and said, I would like to drive the car. Well, I will go with you. But sometimes people are a little bit timid about asking, well, may I see your driver's license or may I see your insurance card?
But definitely you should be willing to ask that.
You should do that.
Sure.
You should be willing to ask that. And write down the name, address, phone number, driver's license number, and any other information that buyer, prospective buyer, has if they want to test drive your car. Write it down so that you will have it with you, because how often do we forget names?
Right.
How often do we forget the address? And if we allow that, if something happens, well, we're probably not going to be able to get it or won't get it complete information after the fact. So make sure you get all of that, write it down, and keep a record of it before you allow them to drive the car, or before you even get in the car with them to allow them to drive it. And another thing is, and this has to be done beforehand, have a bill of sale ready, drawn up, and signed by you and the buyer. And keep a copy of it and give that buyer one. Because sometimes...
You mean when you make the sale?
After the sale is agreed upon, be sure you give them a bill of sale, and it can be just printed up any way you want to print it up, but give it to them, have them sign it, needs a date on it, because if they try to put it on their insurance, sometimes the insurance company is going to want to know, when did you buy it, when did you sell it? In fact, I had a situation where I sold a car, traded it in, and I actually took it off my insurance policy. But then the home office of my insurance company called and said, did you have a wreck in your car? And I said, no, I didn't have a wreck in the car. And then, well, this car, such and such serial number, make and model, shows to have a wreck on it. And I said, I sold that car 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep a record of it. Insurance companies keep a record of it. And you want to make sure that any wrecks or damages or anything like that are not on your insurance. And if that person, you do not have a bill of sale, and that person has not bothered to get insurance on the car, and it's still on yours, you could be held liable for it, possibly.
Right, and I think that speaks to another good practice, which is just to kind of keep good records of the maintenance of your car. You know, when you get the oil changed and all that, you should definitely be keeping up with the date of that. If you ever have to make repairs, if you're doing hail repairs or things like that, you need to definitely keep dates of that, and that way, when something shows up that's not right, you can always go back to the record and look.
That's true, and to have records is your best defense against anything like that.
Sure.
And another obvious thing is always get your money before they drive away.
Right, that's probably a good one there. Some folks, I know that when I was a kid growing up, Dad would sell things, whether it was a car or some other thing, and he'd say, look, I'll take your check, but when it clears, you can come pick it up.
True. That's a very good practice.
Yeah.
Very good practice, because even if that's your relative, I'd say especially if that's your relative or a friend.
Right.
And if you're going to let them pay on installments, have that written down, have them sign it, give them a copy so they have specific terms of when they pay, how much they pay, and when. Because it can cost you a lot of money if you don't have that, because misunderstandings do occur when there's no written records. So the best thing to do, as you said, is have your records there.
Keep good records. It's not hard to do. In fact, there's an app for that.
Oh, right. I should have known. Yes, I know.
Well, I tell you what, those are some things you probably wouldn't think about when it goes to sell your vehicle.
Right, but there are obvious things you need to know, and so make sure you do your homework before you start selling that car or advertise it for sale, and you should have a very good success and have a happy experience with it.
There you go. Phyllis Reiser, she's been in the insurance industry for over 25 years, and she's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education. Phyllis, thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Dick.
We'll do this again. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.